Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County chooses Utah-based firm for annual audit. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County commissioners have selected a new accounting firm, Carver, Florick & James, from Layton, Utah, to conduct the county's annual audit, making a shift from their longstanding relationship with Bennett, Weber & Hermstead. The Gillette News Record reported the decision comes after Bennett, Weber & Hermstead declined to continue their services after more than 30 years. The committee overseeing the selection process, consisting of County Clerk Cindy Lovelace, Commissioners Butch Knutson and Bob Jordan, County Treasurer Rachel Knust, and Chief Financial Executive Shelley Edwards, highlighted the Utah firm's willingness to collaborate and their specialization in auditing as key factors in their decision. The new audit firm will be paid $121,350, which was the lowest price bid, for auditing the county's funds for the fiscal year 2023-2024, with the possibility of extending the contract for four more years. Additionally, the county is working to submit its overdue audit for the previous year and has taken steps to address recurring audit delays, including hiring Shelley Edwards as the county's chief financial executive. Wyoming unveils new license plates. Is it navy blue or black? Wyoming has introduced new license plates, stirring mixed reactions among residents. The old license plates, which feature the Green River Lakes region, framed by the Wind River Mountain Range off in the distance with the Bucking Horse logo, is no longer on the plates. Cowboy State Daily reported every 8 years, new plates are created by the Wyoming Department of Transportation. The new plates may appear black, but the color is a deep blue. It takes its inspiration from Wyoming's state flag and its colors, according to Wyoming Department of Transportation spokesman Doug McGee. The new plate still features the Bucking Horse logo as required by state law. It floats over the top of the state seal and that iconic buffalo that's part of the flag. They now include the Wyoming Office of Tourism logo in the bottom right corner, along with the TravelWyoming.com website address at the bottom. In a Plain Jane secret warehouse in Cheyenne, dubbed Area 51, Wyoming's new license plates are coming off the press by the thousands. The production process, overseen by a two-man team, involves printing decals onto aluminum plates using specialized machinery. License plate production is in a transition phase, with both old and new plates being made concurrently. Residents opting for a 23-month registration can obtain the new plates, while those opting for a yearly registration will still receive the old plates. However, by 2025, all old plates will be replaced with the new design. Unused old plates from each county will be collected for recycling, reducing waste and offsetting costs for new aluminum. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.